So when we recite this, the way to recite is there. So visualizing that, he says, when Buddha was giving these tongue teachings, all the surrounding, you know, the disciples, those who did request, you know, all those Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, so the whole sky is full. Say like that, Buddha, Bodhisattvas. And Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha in the center. Then one offer, one begin with the taking refuge, general Bodhicitta, the brief. Then oneself is into deity, in the yoke of the deity, the mind, deity's holy mind, in the yoke of that, you know, body and deity's holy body, like that. Then the natural great bliss, but you know, understand empty. Then everything is illusion. So in that, everything, looking at everything is an illusion. And then words that you recite with the perfect melody, you see, the expression of tantric words, as you recite, then think all sentient beings, including the limited skies, they heard every word and actualize the meaning in there, the path in their hearts. So Gita says, as you remember, when the limited was spreading, King of the Prayers, you know, the commentary, and then also Golden Life Sutra, Dharmakara Sutra, those times, Rinpoche explained that with the four unimaginable things, you know, Samji Michabashi, with four unimaginable things, then one should listen to teaching, or even normally, you know, when you recite text or something, that Rinpoche explained. So there's a Buddha Sapas, you see, equal number of the atoms of the 10 directional world. That then, receiving the unimaginable, the nectar beams emitting from them, and so who received the nectar? Unimaginable nectar is yourself. Yourself equal number of the atoms of the 10 direction, the universe, 10 direction universe, and then. Also sentient beings. Also sentient beings are, you know, the full number of the atoms of the ten directional universes like that. And then purified the defilements, you see, unimaginable defilements collected from beginningless rebirth, purified. So the first unimaginable thing is the Buddha Bodhisattvas equaling the number of the atoms of the ten directional universes. Second is the sentient beings in yourself, the great number of the atoms of the 10 direction universes. And third is oneself, the equal number of the atoms of the ten direction universes. Then second might be the sentient beings, equal number of atoms of 10 direction universes. Then the third one is the defilements, unimaginable defilements, you see, collected from beginning to birth, purified. So, I think four unimaginable things. So, basically, when you recite text, you see, Dharma text, you know, or things that normally do, should do with this. You know, so you begin with this meditation, see, then throughout as it happens, continues like that. So here it says, so if you recite benefits of one pointedly, as a benefit of reciting this with one pointed devotion, there's something different. Tepa and Kuba, there's a little bit differences. Tiku in Tibetan, Tepa is devotion, Kuba is respect, but it's not just only external respect. Kuba, how do you translate it? Kuba. Sorry. How do you translate? Huh? Kuba. Teba. Kuba. Teba is devotion. I've forgotten. I think last time we talked about that. But respect that by discovering that kindness of the being, I think kindness of the being. Kindness. The devotion is because you know quality. You know, I think the pure is kindness. I think it's a good word, and also a good devotion. Tabitha Kuba. So, by realizing kindness and respect Kuba, I think kindness. There was one English word, say, not venerating, venerating was something, Kuba, veneration, or there's some word, but I remember. So, with 1 point devotion and Kuba, was respect. Normally, even you translate, you know, if you don't know how to, if you're not sure, it's better to use Tibetan language. You know, then there's no danger. It's safe. It is very safe. If you just use it, if you're not sure, then use the Tibetan word. You see, Sanskrit is a blessed word, but it's, again, you know, again, it's not a language that's known that you know that the audience know. Is not that language. Is not the language that they know. But the same with using Sanskrit or Tibetan. I say you have to explain what it is. So normally I say use just Tibetan. You see, so it's kind of anyway. So if you do that, if you know, if you recite this with one point of devotion and respect, you see, the Buddha with the Sabbas always descend to you. You see. Means to some to miss, you know, maybe 3 times a day, I think, you know. I think might be that. What was it? Although it doesn't make sense. That is in the past. That's all it is in the past anyway. So so it must be the every day, you know, 3 times comes to you, I think. And blesses your mental continuum and guide you. They guide you. And they protect you. They Vajapani, so for the wrathful beings, male wrathful, female wrathfuls, and the Brahmas, Indras, so forth, those, you know, protectors. Mm. Then the white side, you see, they're protectors, and Devas, Nagas, they protect you all day and all night. Mm. They watch you, what you're doing, all day and all night. I'm joking. So they protect you all day, all night. purifying all the defilements, negative karma, and then you never get upon the lower realms, and you achieve the higher birth, and also that makes you to remember. Also, you get the special qualities to remember past lives. Then I guess you develop that. You know, not all that, but you're able to see future, those things. Then, say, never separate away from bodhicitta, you know, in all the lives, you never separate away from bodhicitta and the right view, and able to complete the two merits, able to complete the work, collecting merits, you see, merit wisdom, merit virtue, you see, you're able to complete quickly. And then you're able to achieve the precious, state of enlightenment, full enlightenment. So that is a brief benefit, you see, the result of the I am of the Chesangadi. So this is so incredible purification, as well as collecting so much merit for success. And then one thing is that, you know, it plants seed of the whole entire tantric path, you know, including enlightenment or plants extensive seed of the whole path and the enlightenment in your mental condition. So that each time when you read this, you become closer and closer to realizations of the path, and as well as the Buddha's qualities. It's an unbelievable fortunate one, to incredible fortunate to be able to recite. That we have karma to recite this Madhavacharya Sangati. Just even to recite is unbelievable. I remember that His Holiness Sekhung Sensei Rinpoche, after Rinpoche passed away, then also I think His Holiness advised to recite many numbers of these. So I remember Buddha Gaya, when His Holiness gave teaching under the Bodhi tree, all the attendant gave this text to everybody, and one morning I think he recited there under the Bodhi tree. So now incarnation is a historical song, Sajjana Buddhist incarnation, studying and Gatan Changza Monastery, quite big. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe some number of years, and maybe to, you know, finish Geshe, I think, to complete Geshe, to finish Geshe, to complete Geshe. She said, finish Geshe, that sounds very strange. Or maybe learning, yeah, finish the learning, maybe that's one. And this helps very much reciting this to develop wisdom, to not forget, you know. I think to have wisdom or capacity, you see, unforgetfulness and develop wisdom. So the Yangtze which is a teacher, Geshe Trubdo, came to Dala, so who is the ex-Sepa Jume. So I heard that he read where those philosophical texts or something, this white, long page. He read four times. You know, he read four times, then able to memorize. He just read it four times, then able to memorize Sepa Hat. Also, Geshe Tenyu, who was abbot before, who was abbot just last thing, just before. Such unbelievable clear mind memory. So, Sena asked to Geshe Tenyu, how you have such a clear memory, you know, to remember so much those teachings. So then he said, "That's because I've been reciting the I am the Shri Sangiti." So then they recite every day. but this is very common. This is very common in the four traditions. In Surukumbu, the monks, the Nyingma monastery, the monks. Very common. Many people they recite. They do daily recitation. I think the first time when we went, Lama and myself and Zina, we went to see Rinpoche. That time Rinpoche had this text on the Rinpoche's bedding. So Rinpoche mentioned us, he was reciting the I am the Shri Sangiti. There was no reason to explain, but Rinpoche said what he was reciting. So before you recite the text, if you recite this mantra, seven times, then even though you recite only one time, it becomes, you know, 10 million of recitation. It becomes 30 million recitation. If you can recite Ahir Sankata Sutra or any Dhammakara Sutra or any Sutra or Tantra, whatever you want, before reciting, if you do this mantra seven times, then it multiplies so much. So that means whatever benefit, incredible purification, collect extensive merits, whatever benefit it has by reciting one time, so you get that much double. So this mantra, multiple mantras, very kind for us who are very lazy, not those who are not lazy, but not those who are, like myself, those who are very lazy. That's very good. That Buddha out of compassion met this, gave this mantras that multiplying this and that, you know, or the one because many. Anyway. So when you recite, so you can think, you see, the Guru Shatya, so since the Buddha's teaching, then Guru Shatya means Buddha giving you teaching, you know, and then actualize the meanings in your heart, and you're also reciting for all sentient beings, giving teaching to them, and the meaning of the words are actualized within their hearts. So it's very good.